Stop lying.
From the smallest room in New York City, whoever is listening comes a show that gives you a reason to live.
All right, let me ask you
just
something.
Just things can feel like oppression when you're used to privilege. You know,
right.
Sometimes regular life seems very much like a raw deal. If it's like, wait a second, what's going on here? How come I don't get to be first in line? You know, how come I'm not zipped right to the front?
Right.
Why am I being treated as if I'm similar to these people? And then, oh, wait a second, it's because I'm so used to being catered to, really, like, at all times.
Have you ever heard this?
As a person of non-color.
You've heard this expression.
No.
Racism.
No.
Is prejudice plus power.
Yes.
So true.
Like, so racism is like if you have it. Like, so if you're a black person who's prejudiced, well, that's fine. I mean, it may not be nice, but it's not racism because there's no power. Have you ever heard this formulation? I thought this was interesting. Rape equals penetration plus power.
Yeah, it is.
But
a power
like, so basically,
thing.
Like, you know,
rape and race in this, just add an ism. Rapism, racism.
The only difference between racism and rapism is a little PC.
What's this name?
That would be racism.
Penis? No, PC. Like rape, racism.
The subway perv scourge has been rising on the rails. Club, March 21st, doing New York City Crime Report Live. Myself, Seth Baron, ISIS faggots, and Aaron Berg, of course, Kevin Downey Jr., Jason Scoop. Unfortunately, Mike Figgs can't be there because he's gay. He's doing a spot in Atlantic City for free. Oh, hey, Chapo, how are you? Little Chapo, how do you... Greg, nice to see you there. Hey, so how's life in prison?
It's horrible, man. Solitary confinement. It feels really good to be out here. Let my body breathe a little bit, Papa.
Well, let it breathe away. Open up that shirt. Open up your pores.
There you go. Feeling good.
That's great. Yeah. Open up your little tiny shirt.
Yeah, it's a little one. Little
You know, they call you El Chapo because you're it means like little fella or something.
Yep.
And you are truly small.
Thank you, Pat. I appreciate that.
You're the most feared man in Mexico.
That's right, baby.
And not in Mexico now. Now you're the most feared man here.
In Manhattan. I'm in Manhattan.
Yeah, you, well, you're, you know, in Manhattan. Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. How you finding New York?
I'm not finding anything. I'm locked up for 23 hours a day in solitary confinement.
Boy, that's rough.
It's
crazy.
There's
so much to see, too.
I know. I can only imagine. I really wanted to go to that place, the Five Guys. You heard of that place?
Yeah, I heard of it. I went there twice last year.
I hear it's good. They got free peanuts.
Well, I guess if they get the thing is they got these burgers. They actually have a still. They grill. They have a burger with. They grill your burger still.
Know.
You know. Sometimes they don't do that anymore. It's microwave shit.
I know.
And fresh cut potatoes. I got. Know what? Maybe somebody could get that in for you. I mean, if you can have a judge bumped off in Mexico, surely you can have somebody smuggle you in a hamburger.
I know, right? That would be great. You know, I haven't used a grill in a long time.
You know they. Well, you don't get to use the grill.
Well, I used to grill people's faces to the grill in Mexico if they looked at me the wrong way.
Oh my gosh! I think I saw. That in a television program. Now you they want to like keep you away from the jury. They're afraid for some of these jury members, but your attorney says no, you're not dangerous.
It makes me look like a bad guy. It makes me it doesn't even presume that I'm innocent when they do that.
That's true. It does.
But, I did my research, Pat.
But I mean, like you might be not guilty so far, but are you really innocent? El
Papi,
Chapo.
Papi, look at me. Do I look like a guilty man? Look how calm and collective I've been. Man, look, I giggle like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
He's just a little guy.
I'm a nice guy.
Well, El Chapo will be
100,000 people died. It's all right.
It's no big deal.
Yeah.
You know what? A lot more people got killed by that than the Soviet purges, and everything turned out fine there. Let's look at some shocking video. South Miami Beach nightclub is shut down after a woman rode in on a white horse. And says she was in a bikini on top of it. Well, let's have a look at that sometime tonight during the show, right now, if possible. They sort of tantalize you. They make you, ooh, here we go. Look at this. Now, I'm not going to give the whole speech. Excuse a woman on a horse, and boom, there you go. And everything's fine. Cheer goes up. See? Now, that's like some nightclub should be shut down over to me. Let's look at it one more time, and you can see. To me, that doesn't look like a bra and panty. It looks like a bra and panties rather than a bikini. She gets bucked off. I think that she was so wet from being on that horse that she slipped off. I think that was what it was. Being on a horse makes women wet.
Hey, Pat, don't you wish someone got kicked?
I mean, it would be nice, yeah.
If just that quick kick the horse has backwards would have been nice in someone's draw.
We are really, like, outmatched by a horse in general. They have those big teeth for biting. Yeah. You ever been bitten by a horse? Oh, my God. They'll eat your arm like it's a fucking Slim Jim. Well,
speaking of Slim Jims, they got some big hogs on them, too, right?
Big hogs?
Oh, yeah. They got big hogs on them, the horses.
Oh, right. They do. Yeah. They do. Yeah, it's a Slim Jim. That's you don't want to snap into one of those. That thing will pull your insides out. Do you ever see that video?
Yeah, Mr. Hands, it's called.
Mr. Hands?
If you Google Mr. Hands.
I will not be Googling Mr. Hands. I do not, that's one that I won't watch the ISIS beheadings, and I won't watch someone get disemboweled by a horse cock.
You're a classy man, Pat.
A dog fatally mauled an 8-year-old. How about that in Virginia? Hey, Virginians, how you doing? How are you? I know most of you are good, but this 8-year-old not too good. Lee County Sheriff Gary Parsons, he said that deputies were told a large shepherd type attacked and mauled the girl while she was in a bassinet. 8 days old. Well, there's so many things that kid didn't get to do, you know, El Chapo. Never got to deal drugs.
Never.
Never got to, murder competitors.
That's unbelievable. Poor little guy.
Yeah, poor little guy. His department was responding to a call about a mauling Wednesday morning. The baby was already on the way to hospital, and deputies arrived. Yeah, on the way to the hospital, probably in two pieces.
He never got to see a good Sean Penn movie.
Oh, right. You're a big fan of Sean Penn.
Big fan of Sean Penn.
I don't like Sean Penn. You know,
come on.
He's so high and mighty because he went to Haiti. Who gives a shit?
Wasn't he in Tootsie? He was in Tootsie. Oh, no.
Yeah,
I always confuse Sean Penn and Dustin Hoffman together.
You do?
Yeah, because they're both just beautiful men, you know?
He's a Dustin Hoffman, beautiful man, huh?
Yeah.
Kind of a fucking...
He was so beautiful, he was able to be Tootsie.
He's got those squinty eyes and a big nose and...
That big Jew nose. Ugh.
Well, hey, you said it, not me. The dog's at a pound, by the way. The sheriff said he's checking with the Commonwealth's attorney. That's a Commonwealth, Virginia, to see if any charges can be filed. Identities were not immediately released. Like an 8-day-year-old has an identity yet, you know. In Maine, Portland, Maine. Well, we'll get into that story in just a little bit. First, let's look at a little cartoon from Douglas Nelson of the Mr. Nails In show. You can see it on the Radio Misfits Comedy Network, Podcast Network. And here comes a cartoon. We'll be right back with our panel, which is good this week, not shitty. Like last week's panel, it's the worst. Yes, that's what it looks like when it's not playing. This is you might go full screen on that, maybe. I don't know. New York Post. Dumb fuck.
Go to patreon.com/PatDixonNYC. Well,
there's a lawsuit now
against my boss, Anthony Cumia. I just now read about this in the New York Post. Sandy Kane, Naked Cowgirl, Sandy Kane. Now, she was sued for using that
Sandy Kane
moniker. Yeah, Sandy Kane.
She's
kind
of sexy, right?
Oh, man. She is sex personified. And then
she's like this,
was alive a million years and then died and then became like a zombie sex.
I thought she was like, what is she like? She's like one of those like a millennial like Instagram girls who's like super popular.
Yeah, she's one millennial old. One millennium. She's filed a bizarre handwritten lawsuit against Anthony Cumia for $2 million after a chair was pulled out from beneath her during a show. Now, this wasn't a thing where she went to sit down and somebody pulled a chair out from under her. This was apparently Keith of Keith the Cop fame, his producer Keith Maresca, according to the lawsuit, violently pulled the rollaway chair out from under me. It said it left her, the lawsuit says it left her traumatized and disoriented. She claims she suffered a black and blue ass cheek.
Huh.
Terrible back pain.
Probably not the first time.
Anxiety, depression, and paranoia, and embarrassment. Of course. I mean, I'm sure it was very embarrassing. Alleging that Cumia and his cohorts then posted the video online for his sexist fans. I don't think you have to be sexist to be anti-naked cowgirl. Not anti her, but to laugh at her in her moment of pain. I never laugh at anybody when they trip and fall. And I don't laugh at anybody when I don't think it's a funny prank to pull a chair out from under somebody.
No, it's a ridiculous prank. As a joke, it's like it's about as funny as taking a hammer and hitting somebody in the head.
I couldn't agree more. I had somebody do that one time when I came off stage. I said a bunch of stuff that I guess this person didn't like. Some girl tried to pull the chair out from under me as I was sitting down.
Yeah.
And it really like fucked with me looking pretty cool, you know, like to go and sit down. And then like she does that and I was awkward, you know, and I was able to grab the chair, but I had a glass of water in my hand and I just threw it all over.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So she didn't get out unscathed. Kane previously sued Kumia and Greg Opie Hughes in 2011 for destroying her $800 guitar and shooting a hole through her cowboy or cowgirl hat. So this isn't the first lawsuit that she's filed. I cannot believe they would have her on again after she sues them once. Sue me once, shame on you.
Yeah, seriously.
Sandy Kane. Here's a brief little...
Sandy Kane.
Thank you so much. Let me end with a song. I want to...
You know what? All right, play a little tune. Play a little tune.
You know, this is spontaneous. Come on. The whole day has been spontaneous.
Why don't you fucking Daily play a little...
Now, this is what she does, by the way.
What?
She refuses to leave. She stays and stays.
Yeah, yeah,
she,
yeah.
She ignores all social cues and keeps on going.
Tune on that fucking thing.
DailyNews.com, you check me out, you'll see me.
Play the song!
Oh, bitch.
Tuning, apparently, is like fucking...
But my voice is not.
Just like Lennon.
And Vladimir. I just really have missed you so much, your comedy and your wisdom... And I hope
this doesn't sound like a song.
Oh, yeah, okay. What?
Ladies and gentlemen, Sandy. Oh, Jesus, Keith. What'd you do?
Now, obviously, that's the moment where the chair is pulled out, and it was... She's in the chair. It wasn't pulled out as she's sitting down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's sitting in the chair, and then she's apparently sitting closer to the edge than Keith realized.
Right.
Pulls the chair back,
okay.
And she just hits the ground. He moved the microphone first.
So it seems like he just kind of wanted her off the set.
He was trying to do an amusing sort of a hook thing.
Oh, know, yes,
like,
right.
Like pull her off with
Let's
the hook.
Go. Let's go.
She's sitting in the chair. Yeah, because she stays and stays and stays. So she's able to finally, turn her refusal to leave into some sort of a...
Lawsuit.
A lawsuit, and that's the deal. So
we'll see what happens with that.
We will
follow up. Yeah.
Of course. I mean, this is my employer here. Anyway, she's able to make a bunch of money off of this. She's gotten settlements before for some dumb bullshit. She was arrested once by the cops, and they got her. They arrested her for having a guitar case.
I don't
exactly know why that was an arrestable thing.
Interesting.
Lawsuit. How about that? That was added there, that whole effect by that. I hadn't even watched that yet. Then that would be I guess it would be Sandy Kane. She is that annoying. Poor Sandy. She was here one day. She was on one episode of this show. I don't remember how far back it was, but I mean, like, for crying out loud, she was just sitting there. She wasn't invited to be on the show.
She was naked, right?
No, she wasn't even naked.
She was naked on that show. And there's nobody looking at her boobs. That's a bad sign.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know.
I think they were in the line of sight.
You saw the boobs, right? I mean,
I saw the top half.
Didn't I?
I love how blurs were not necessary because they were so low.
Yeah, it's kind of a community where blurs aren't necessary. For more
it's
than
like
one
somebody
reason.
Was hanging their food from a tree to keep the bears away from it.
Right. Like, kind of a National Geographic moment. Ooh, she's stacked like a pygmy. Joining me now, as you can see, my panel, John McClellan, one of the finest comedians in the world, and also star of his very own episode of Millionaire Matchmaker.
Millionaire Matchmaker.
Yeah, you were
really?
Great on that.
Yes, that was... It was a great coup. They paid me to be... No, people are like, are you a millionaire? I'm like, no, I'm not a millionaire. I'm like, what are you going to be? Have to go out with a man or a woman? I'm like, I'll go out with a unicorn. It's $1 million, man.
Yeah.
But no, it was a good situation. I went out with Judith Regan.
Who is
head publisher of Simon & Schuster, did the Howard Stern's book. Mm-hmm. And we had
Seemed like you guys really hit it off.
The Drunken Adventure.
You went to the Sex Museum down there.
Museum of Sex, which is the creepiest place you'll ever want to go in your life.
Yeah, it didn't seem like it was all that really dirty. It just seemed kind of like, it seemed like that kind of like a very conventionally corny sort of a thing to me.
It was all animals, you know, and I can do that at home. I don't need to.
Right, I can do that out in my shed.
Right.
Also, like the one here on 28th Street?
Yeah.
Yes.
Museum of Sex. Yeah.
Great place.
Hold on. It was all animals? What does that even mean?
There's a lot of animal penises, animal genitalia.
Snakes, deer.
It's called Planet Earth. Anybody
Discovery Channel, and you can watch them.
They had my Hot Steamy Loads exhibit there once.
Hot Steamy Loads?
Yeah, the money shots.
No kidding.
I was down in the basement, I think.
And you had to go down
there? And every Friday, if you went between 1 and 2, you got a free tasting.
Oh, boy.
No way.
Yeah.
Now, that was, like, unofficial, I'm sure.
I thought it was official.
And then it's Bobby Haha, another fantastic comedian and a well-known guy in New York City for a number of reasons. And it's good to have you here, Bobby. You know, I just happened to run into you by chance the other day. I haven't seen you in a long time. What's been going on?
Same old crap. Got married. The military retired me. Then they gave me a nice pension.
And tell me about your spouse.
My spouse?
Yeah, anything. Anything at all.
A nice young
Someone
man.
Tells me to tell about the spouse, I'll say, she's a fucking asshole.
No, my spouse is he. It's a he. Even though when we got married, they kept thinking it was a she.
Oh, really?
He's not a transvestite or anything.
No?
No. He's a guy. But when we went to the court, and I had to do it in one day because I was going on a trip where I was taking an adventure down in the Everglades. So I says, what happens? Let me just make sure.
Just dropping some bodies off. I had to get married real quick.
No, so let me make sure that if something happens down there, all the benefits I get from the Department of Defense.
In case you feed the gators, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So get all my benefits.
Yeah.
So we did it in one day. Even the judge was like, oh, your wife this, your wife that. And then the guy says, you take Nagusta and Novo Piazzi to be your lawful wife. So I said, I do it. I'm laughing. Uh-huh. And he didn't say anything. He just said, yeah, like, and he'll be, I'm the husband.
Yeah, no objection.
No, and everyone there, from the security guard, the judge who gave me the thing so I can do it quick, said, your wife, the whole thing. Then I took him over to the VA to sign in so he can get his VA benefits. And they called my wife there, too.
Yeah.
He's a guy, and he doesn't wear makeup.
Well, if I tell you something, if you were the bottom in the relationship, I'd hate to see the top. You know what I mean? 9 foot guy. Yeah. Also, Teresa
I'm pitching.
Sheffield. Good to have you here, Teresa. Thanks for being here.
Thanks.
You're you run a show down in I believe at the V Spot. Am I right about that? The V Spot.
Yes,
and what's the show called?
In the East Village, it's called Late Night Romp.
And where can what night is that? It's on.
It's Tuesdays 9:30 to 11:00. We have a stupidly good lineup tomorrow. We have Mark Normand, who's fucking great. We have Pat Bradley from The Daily Show. We have Brian Parise, who's like a writer from Last Week Tonight. So it's really, really good every single week.
Can I come by?
Dude, you fucking came by in this spot. You know, I thought every time I see you.
I came by a while back, but yeah,
I was
wondering, am I due again? Am I due?
Pat's here. Dude, stop anytime you want.
All right, I'll probably see you there tomorrow. Right. I'll say hi to Mark. You know, I got some choice words for that motherfucker. Let me tell you something. When I see him, it's going to be a problem. Al Chapo, you want to come down there with me?
I got your back, babe.
All right, I'll get my back.
Oh, shit.
What's this guy doing with his phone? What are you doing over there? Hey, no photos.
I think it's
we have fans here tonight, and it's so good to have an audience of we have an audience of one. But you know that's what you want in an audience is it's unanimously something. We know that whatever it is, it's unanimous. Now we have a little. It's there it is. You didn't even turn on the house lights there. That's fine.
I'm waiting for that horse to come running through there again.
Godfather 2 lighting. Let's look at these two photos here. Now I have a question for y'all. That's weird what we have sitting there. Okay.
I went away for a second. Back.
Now you see a couple of side by side pictures, right? Or. There we go. Now, one of these guys is accused of trying to fuck or, getting into bed with a 10-year-old. One of them is, and you can vote from home if you want. If you'd like to call us, the number is on the screen, or will be momentarily, and we'll go down the row here and ask these people. Now, you have exactly 2 minutes to get it in, and we'll look at these photos, and you can tell me which one you think is accused of fucking a 10-year-old. One of them is an accused child fucker, and the other one isn't, you know, and here they are. Yes.
Why is it all lowercase?
I don't know. Because it's a 10-year-old kid, children. Right?
Yeah, I mean, well, I got to ask you.
If he was younger, it would be child fucker. Right?
Okay. 10-year-old boy or 10-year-old girl?
I don't know if that enters into it, but...
Because I think that's imperative to making our decision here.
Based on the photos, really. You think one of them looks like they'd fuck a 10-year-old girl, the other one looks like they'd fuck a 10-year-old
boy? The guy on the left, he's going to fuck the 10-year-old girl.
Okay, and the guy on the right?
How about that?
10-year-old boy.
The guy on the right's going to tape it.
Oh, I see. Okay. So your guess is then the guy on the right.
Scooty B.
Scooty B. Okay, what do you think, Teresa?
I mean, I kind of feel like you set this up because obviously the one on the right looks like he fucking... diddles on the daily, so like I'm gonna go with him because I feel like it's a trick question.
Oh wait, so you're going with the guy, the bald man on the right? Okay.
Yes.
I'm gonna go with his thing. If it's a girl, it's a guy on the left.
Okay.
Yeah, if it's a boy, it's the guy on the right.
All right. Now I think you're 100% right.
Well, I got it from you. I'll tell you that. I heard you say it. It hit me. Yeah.
All I'll say is that you are guessing the guy on the left then.
Yes.
Yeah, and so.
I guessed both.
What do you think, Chapo?
I'm going to go with Heisenberg on the right. Yeah, the guy on the left is a trainer at Planet Fitness, and he does not like girls. Trust me.
Oh, I see. Tell by that tank top. That's an interesting thought. Yeah, he does look like he could sort of... he looks... Well, we're running out of time. If you're trying to call in, we have too many calls and can't get... Oh, okay. The switchboard is
jammed.
Apparently, switchboards
phones
are jammed.
Phones blew up, Pat.
What's that?
The phones blew up. Too many people called in, yeah.
I knew I was afraid that might happen. It was so many people viewing. Okay, then let's. The truth of it is the guy on the left. He is the accused child fucker. A little girl, 10-year-old girl. This happened in the Boogie Bronx at a house party or in Queens. I'm not really sure. We talk about that on the next episode of New York City Crime Report. You'll hear the whole story there. It's crimereport.nyc. That's the only podcast you need besides this one and anything else on this network that you care to look at. Also, we'll be talking about many other things. The other guy.
On the right.
The guy on the right. Oh, I'm so glad you asked. Portland, Maine. He's a... police say that this man robbed a bank while armed with a toy gun. He had a toy gun trying to rob a bank. South Portland police say the man identified his name is Donald Sturton. Entered a bank Wednesday afternoon and threatened employees with a gun that he never displayed. Never even displayed it, so he didn't really rob with it. He just robbed with the added confidence of having it.
I feel like in Portland, all you need is a toy gun to fucking rob a bank.
In Portland, Oregon, they don't have...
Oh, in Maine. Portland, Maine.
Oh, Maine. Portland, Maine? Okay.
Yeah, not
Portland,
yet.
Oregon, they put up signs in the bank that says, please don't wear Halloween masks in the bank.
Yeah.
That's... A security guard.
He's down. Okay.
It's handwritten sign. We don't have time to print it out. Let's put up a sign.
It's out west.
Aggressive security.
He took a small amount of cash and fled to a small parking lot. He went to a mall parking lot.
Yeah, they gave him money?
Yeah, they gave him money. A small
and,
amount.
A dumb shucker also.
Like, why don't you go buy yourself a gun? You fucking fruit.
He spent it on methamphetamines, I believe.
Oh, is that right? He spent it on materials to create drugs. And, so he's been charged with robbery and was held in county court. No one knows if he has a lawyer. A listed phone number was disconnected, so you know how his luck's going. They recovered all the stolen cash along with a toy gun. Hey, if you're going to rob a place, use a real gun. You know what I mean? I mean, it's still armed robbery, you know. You don't need to, but better to have it and not need it. Am I right, Champo? You want to have it and not need it rather than need it and not have it.
Mm-hmm. Because
you never know what could occur. What if you need to shoot a hostage?
Exactly. Or if you just want to kill somebody.
Or that, too. Yeah. You might be in a murderous mood.
Yeah, that guy's a little creepy. He looks like he eats circus peanuts.
I don't think that guy would need a gun to rob a bank.
No?
Just give me the money.
Yeah, oh, okay. You know, we're out of hand sanitizer. Please, get away.
Well, a video of a helicopter crash is out now. My gosh, it just came out last night. I'm sure that we watched it during the day. Did Ant look at the video crash? I mean, the helicopter crash? Was this covered extensively? Look at that. Oh, my goodness. It went right into the water. And everybody was hurt. Two people are clinging to life in the hospital.
Oh, they died.
Everyone's dead.
Oh, now they
all... No, the pilot. The pilot's fine.
Alive. Pilot's alive. Yeah. I knew that three had died immediately three died immediately and two last
died in the hospital.
They died in the hospital now. Yeah. They're all dead. All of them. They're all dead.
Well, it's great. It's like,
do you know the one I'm talking about? You know, when all those Israeli athletes got killed?
No.
They're gone. They're all gone. All of them. I don't know. It was like Jim McKay or something.
Jim McKay, yeah. They're all gone.
They're gone. They're all gone. Well, they're all gone, and their identities have been released. It was a Eurocopter. AS-350 went down around 88th Street, near Gracie Mansion, right?
There were five Texans.
Five Texans. God damn it.
On a lighter note, helicopter rides around the city are now on Groupon.
That's a good time to get a cheap helicopter ride right here in New York City. You can get, you can't just get on a helicopter anywhere in Texas. I had to come up here and do it. That sure is a shame. Hate to lose him. Pilot was able to get out. He didn't go down with the damn ship like he's supposed to. He should have helped him get out. FDNY Commissioner Daniel Negro said that pilot was able to get out. Five others remained trapped inside. How about that?
Was it a tourism helicopter? I feel like it was, right?
Yeah. They weren't doing any official shit at all. Now something that Ray Schneider's, my friend, who is a retired homicide detective in Fontana, California, said, why don't they equip them with, like, the kind of landing that I don't know what the things are called on the bottom of a helicopter,
Those pontoons.
Floaties, Yeah. Why don't they do that?
Floaties.
You mean the ones that they wrap around the arms of the kids?
Those.
going on a ride!
Yeah. I mean, but then the helicopter would just sit there, you know what I mean? Like, if it crashed on the water, like, that's probably a rare type of crash where you just go down like that, but why not? If you had the floaty, why not?
Well, to be honest, this is actually probably the best sort of, like, look of NYC that anybody could get, death and sadness.
Oh, well, I don't know. There's so much energy here. There's so much excitement. Now, death and sadness is for Mexico. That's why we're building the wall. And,
Who's going to pay for it?
That's right. You're going to pay for it, El Chapo.
For Chapo?
Chapo, yeah. We're going to get all your cash. We're going to seize all your fucking stuff. What do you think about that?
Sounds good.
He already sees four fucking walls every day.
But I'm a little sad. I have to tell you a secret. You know that helicopter? You know that helicopter? They were coming for me.
In Texas?
No, that's what you think. It's all propaganda.
Oh.
They were coming to save me, Pat.
It was a rescue team.
Yes.
Oh, this is just like the thing when Carter tried to rescue those hostages.
Yes.
And it didn't work out. Helicopter crashed.
It's just like that movie with Tom Hanks.
And then they were gone. They were all gone.
Yeah.
What, Castaway?
No, the other one where
Sleepless in Seattle?
No, where he's the airplane pilot. He lands in the river.
League of Their Own. No, Splash.
Splash.
No,
League of Their Own?
I was going to have to Google it.
Getting closer. Hot. Really hot. You guys are really hot. Really close.
Yeah. We do buddies. Sports trivia next.
Some buddies, right? We want to take a few seconds and talk about a new podcast. Oh, boy, are we ever excited about this. It's not on this network. It's called This Is War. And it's an unflinching look at what it's like to fight and then return from combat. We do salute our veterans, anybody out there who served. We appreciate it and want to honor that. But this features interviews and unbelievable conversations with combat veterans and the war they wage both outside as well as the war within themselves.
You know what's great? He didn't even use a teleprompter for that.
I'm reading directly off a teleprompter.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, thank you. This is a show about the true heroes who put their lives at risk to keep us safe and free. She doesn't respect the read.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. Shit, is this
Sheffield
a
does
thing?
Not respect the read.
I'm so sorry.
It's not
back
a read,
one
Pat.
Shot, you fucking communist.
We can redo it.
We can't redo it. It's live, you dipshit.
Sorry, guys.
This is War. It's now available on Apple Podcasts or at thisiswar.com. See, it's called This Is War. And you can get it at thisiswar.com. These are stories from people, such as yourself, Bobby, from people who refused to give in, stood tall in the face of adversity against overwhelming odds. Stories from guys who saw things no one should ever see. Stories from people who have endured the possibility of losing their own lives to protect our way of life. This reminds me of that movie... Skull Island. You see that movie? King Kong?
King Kong. Skull. Yeah, they played in the penitentiary. I love that movie.
And it's exactly what's his name was saying? Samuel L. Jackson, that nobody should have to fucking see anything like this. He was talking about a big gorilla, though. If you want
to Nobody should have to ever see anything like this.
That's right. If you want to even try to understand the sacrifices war forces upon your fellow man and how people... who've been there actually feel, then you want to catch This Is War. Or just listen to it. You don't have to fully catch it. Now, This Is War is available on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, or your favorite podcast app. Everywhere except Compound Media. Not available here. Subscribe now so you don't miss a single story. And if you are a U.S. military veteran, such as Mr. Haha, and you have a story,
come to the VA with me, and you can really hear some stories over there.
Yeah, or you can reach out at stories@thisiswar.com. If you're a veteran, you got a story to share. I bet you have some story to share. Stories@thisiswar.com. Don't forget, subscribe now on Apple Podcasts or thisiswar.com. Wow.
Whew.
And also New York City Crime Report at crimereport.nyc. Please subscribe to that. You'll hear the stories of crime, you know, from two people who care so much and so and put so much work and effort into it. And et cetera. Crimereport.nyc is what you want to remember. Now, what we wanted to do was talk about. Now, I have another question for you guys. I know we've started a couple of questions here tonight. You didn't know it was going to be a quiz. This was unanticipated. And Chapo, are you going to be able to hang out for a little bit? Or
yeah, of course, wherever you
yeah,
want.
Yeah, okay.
Take a
where's
break?
He going?
Yeah, you might want to. Do you want to take? I mean,
yeah,
like maybe you need
five.
To. You want to come down?
Yeah. Well,
yeah, just wait. He's such a good little
guy. Doesn't he get to go in the yard for an hour or something like that?
Yeah, this is. I think he's got his yard time to deal
right,
with.
Right, you know.
That's great.
Stay away from the shanks. And
okay, so can you tell me when the last public execution was in the United States? Last public
1979.
Wow, that is an interesting guess.
I was fucking ready with that shit.
Gary Gilmore.
Gary Gilmore.
Last public execution in the United States, though.
Yeah, Gary Gilmore in Utah.
Firing squad.
I think that was firing squad.
Oh, he got the firing squad.
Have this information on hand, Pat.
Well, you know, I thought everybody would guess.
We follow each other on Twitter. You sure?
Yeah. It's actually not what I have. That's not the information
you
I
just
have.
Just retweeted.
What's
well,
wrong?
I'm not so sure. I think you're fucking wrong. I think you're both.
Whoa,
wrong.
Whoa, whoa!
It's so specific. They can't be wrong.
So you're thinking 1919?
No.
I had so much confidence.
Yeah, look up Gary Gilmore. I want to see what distinguishes it and makes it not a public execution.
Yeah, what defines it?
No, public. What do you mean? Like, they would, like,
selling tickets?
When I'm talking about, there were like 20,000 people there.
Wow.
Is that many people show up for Gilmore?
Oh, no. If the 20,000 people comes, that was Ted Bundy. 20,000 people showed up for his execution. Do you know that, right? It's the largest crowd ever.
I had no idea.
When Ted Bundy was executed in Florida.
Yeah.
There was a crowd.
Could they see it, though?
They couldn't see it, but when the lights flickered, they knew he was being electrocuted at the time.
Which counts. I mean, that's something.
That prison.
That's something.
That was the biggest crowd.
People, what were they doing, a halftime at a college football game?
Yeah, they...
Honestly.
Well, no, I mean, like, tell me the truth. Would you rather see a public hanging or a college football game?
I think we all saw a
who's playing?
It's a pretty big event. Pretty big event.
The last public hanging in front of 20,000 people was when Fergie sang the national anthem.
Oh! And done.
New Little Greek next. So, well, here's what I have. It was on a Friday, August 14th, 1936. What I have. Now, can you give me any information on Gary Gilmore? Hey, Little Greek, what's happening?
Ted Bundy, the crowd. Ted Bundy had a huge crowd.
Well, yeah, but it's not public, though.
I don't think Gary Gilmore was public either. But it was very famous because he asked to be shot. He asked for the firing squad.
What? You can choose how they kill you?
He did. Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Hold on. What?
He didn't want the electric.
What was the book Executioner song? Was written about that?
That's really stupid. Wow. Why wouldn't you just do lethal injection? That's the easiest way to go, right?
Pussy way to go.
No. Yeah. You gotta have the stones.
You
know,
feel what it's like to get.
Everybody
shot.
Goes, I want the juice. You know,
I'd show up to see Hillary get hanged.
Yeah, I would show up to see.
I'd show up to see Hillary get hanged.
Probably gonna happen too. She'll be prosecuted any day.
Yeah,
now, you know?
That'd be nice.
Keep waiting for that. She's got too much dirt on the whole.
Yeah, hang Hillary.
Everybody back there. Yeah. Well, it's usually when they were hanging people, it was for rape. You know, because like the maximum sentence for murder was like, you know, it wasn't public execution. They would have killed him, but it would have been by electric chair.
Yeah.
But they hung rapists.
Yeah, she raped us.
Yeah.
I wish I had something funny for that.
Well,
I'm actually glad
so?
I don't.
That's Gary Gilmore right there.
Jim.
Gary Gilmore.
Well, he looks like Harrison Ford or somebody. He looks like Kevin Costner a little bit. Now, did he have a public execution? That's what I'm trying to find out.
Pat, why did they hang rapists?
Well, they hung him in public because I think it was cathartic. I think that might have been it. It might have been a big catharsis. The guy's name was Rainey Bethea. Can we look at his photo? Rainey Bethea, last man publicly executed in the United States, 1936. Most people think it's like 1910 or, you know, like fucking 18. Like, you know, one of my friends guessed it was in the 1800s. You would have thought much earlier.
No, they were...
publicly executing people right up into the fucking nearly
they
the middle.
Hardy people back then.
Well, even in the '60s down south, but that was executions. Those were when they were hanging.
Remember, there was no cable television back there, so this was entertainment. This is where the community got together.
Yeah, lynchings happened everywhere.
Right, of course.
This is back when people would go out and do something. You know, this is Rainey Bethea eating his last meal.
Yeah,
having some pie. He doesn't look too excited about that pie. Must not be very tasty or pleasing to him. Maybe the meringue was a little bit tough on top or something.
Probably.
Where's his other hand? Is he taking a selfie?
Back in the days, gigantic fucking camera with a black sheet on it. You got to light it with a torch. I love those cameras. Now, we have a photo something. Maybe the next photo would be. This right here. That's it. Now, actually. This is going to be surprising to you.
Wow.
No photos were taken during the actual execution. This photo is actually from 2016 at the real location in Owensboro, Kentucky, during the 70th anniversary hanging party, LARP.
Wow.
Yeah.
An anniversary party.
The LARP they have.
Everyone's dressed in white. It looks like the Women's March.
Well, enjoy yourself at home, I guess.
Look, I'm there.
Enjoy it. This is,
Man could have got hung at the Women's March.
Yay! Enjoy the hanging.
My delivery is so dry.
I go every year. So,
oh, yeah. It's. Oh, are you from Kentucky?
Oh, yeah. Born and raised.
Well, I feel like
Are you really? No shit. Don't bullshit me.
I'm bullshitting you a little
bit. Where are you from?
I'm right here in New York.
Oh, okay. Cool.
It's like the Indianapolis 500.
Yeah, this was a big deal.
I feel like it'd be free entertainment.
Wow.
And, there wasn't really that much happening that was entertaining in this one. I mean, you just got to see a guy dangle, and it happened. They were the last state, Kentucky was, to stop public
This guy was a rapist then.
Yes, he was a rapist.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He was a well-hung rapist. He was
well-hung indeed. Seemed to have a good effect. Now, these guys with the... when they
what
have
do you think they're talking about?
That's like... get your last picture, buddy.
Gotta hang, boy.
Guys, looks like us.
No habla. Two creepy dudes.
Actually, a lady judge. What is it, Greek?
Well, that hanging over there, that was in Kentucky, you said, right?
Yeah, Kentucky. The only state that ends with Tucky.
Was it the rapist? Because I know bestiality is legal out there, right?
Bestiality is not legal in Kentucky.
Oh, it's not legal in Kentucky.
I don't think so. I know that in Alaska, as what's the name of that comedian who says this? I can't really. I'm quoting a comedian, and I can't remember. Kurt Metzger. He goes, they had a law in Alaska against bestiality. It was becoming a problem. It was becoming a problem.
Coming.
Becoming's the key word to emphasize.
Wow.
So, they were the last state to stop it. Right. And then the governor said, after they stopped doing public executions, he said he regretted it. He said the streets are no longer safe. So apparently that was a big-time deterrent to crime.
Wait, I can't get... What are these guys, from the safety patrol? I mean, what are they, outside of elementary school?
They look like hall monitors.
Having crossed the kids.
I like the fact
the
there's a nice coat hanger hanging on a nail back there, you know? I don't know what that's a... Yep, they...
That's hanging practice. They get ready for it.
Well, whenever you wear a sidearm like that with the full suspender, kind of, it really does look kind of SS, doesn't it?
I was going to say, you look Nazi-ish.
Yeah.
Totally.
It's, but they're little chubs for that, you know? Yeah, all the Nazis, say what you want. They were in shape. You know what I mean? They were in good shape. They believed in physical fitness, right? Didn't smoke.
When you were a Nazi, you couldn't smoke?
Yeah, well, Nazis, most of them didn't smoke. They were anti-tobacco. They were trying to outlaw cigarettes. They were also very pro-animal. They were also very... They loved dogs. They loved animals.
Hitler was a vegetarian.
And Hitler was a vegetarian. And a vegetarian.
See where that got him.
Am I right? He liked that veg.
Took care of himself.
Eva Braun.
Actually, I heard he was bisexual, which means
he was bisexual,
omnivore.
Really? Who did he fuck?
I actually heard that his thing was that he liked to get shit on his head. Like that was like his sexual thing.
Thinking of Danny Thomas.
Thank you.
Thinking. It's a different dude
with his Shriner hat on.
Confused with Hitler. So in the early days of this country, when punishments were a little harsher, they'd hang you for nothing. And they'd even hang you for adultery. Such were the strict puritanical values of the early colonists, or as modern Islam calls them, progressives. After the Civil War, the frontier opened up. Unfortunately, the law lagged behind. This little history, you know, it's very important to talk about the law because, you know, without the law, there is no crime. Think about it. So the law lagged behind, but even though there were no real courts or enforcement, still some form of justice. It kind of makes you think, wow, that's pretty interesting how we have some kind of inborn sense of justice. You know what I mean? Like if there's not a law, we'll do it ourselves. You know what I mean? If you do something you're not supposed to do, generally speaking, somebody in the community will fuck you up.
So everyone's a vigilante.
Well, I think we need more of that.
Well, war, well, it's just like a concerned citizen.
When people this guy get hit in the street by a car, we need to have a law again. No, we don't need to have. We need to have more people getting run down in the street.
Yeah.
Because that's why there's lawyers and judges that have to interpret the law. All right? It's like, do I cross the street here? Is there a law? No, these fuckers are off the chain crazy. Get off your phone. I don't need to interpret that.
Okay. So apparently McClellan ran over a guy on the way to the show.
Yeah.
That's my interpretation of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Ran over
That was a Snapchat. I thought that was gone.
The thing about when you codify the law, there's usually a lot of safeguards built in. Laugh shorter, Teresa.
I'm enjoying myself.
We're interrupting the monologue here.
Of course. They want to make sure they don't abuse the fucking law to their own ends. But when it's not truly formalized, you really get to see when the laws go, you know, like when they're moving out west, what the law can do if you take the governors off. You know what I mean? Just take it out on the highway and open it up. See what it can do, because they would hang people, and there's no fucking records of it. Obviously, they didn't record all that shit. Now in the South after Reconstruction, all right, this will be interesting. You know how many people were lynched in the South? Oh. How many people were lynched in the South? You want to take a guess? You can give me a range
between what year and what year?
Between 1882 and 1920.
I would say 1,200.
Okay. What do you think, Sheffield?
It's like The Price is Right. I'm going to go 1,201.
I'll go 6,000.
6,000.
I hope you went over. I'm playing Plinko, man. We're done here.
Fuck you. The Price is Wrong, Bob.
Thanks, Teresa. And what do you think, Greek?
I'm going with 3,000.
3,000. Okay. Well,
really
you are the closest without going over. 4,742.
Oh.
4,742. Now, of those, how many of those individuals are African-American?
What was the number?
4,742.
I would say 4,741.
Okay. You guys have similar answers, maybe? You want to up him by one?
I think I'll go under this
time. What do you think?
She's going to go one. She's going to use that strategy now.
What do you think, Greg?
3,001.
3,001? Okay.
3,500.
You're very close, but you're over. 3,445 were African-American. You were very, very – you have the closest bet. You know, we don't have to do that bullshit about going over because, I mean, like, you were close too, though.
That's right.
1,297 were white. So I didn't know that many white people got lynched.
Wow.
That sounds about right, though, in terms of breakdown.
Based on what statistics? Well, no, you got to have this kind of balance when you're lynching people.
Yeah, 3-1. 3-1's about right.
You're not in the medieval days. This is America.
It's that internal justice Pat's talking about.
3-1 is probably about right. 3-1.
3-1. Okay. I mean,
when you factor in racism. Okay. Does that help?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Okay. You got to have the law. Now let's go to some interesting. I have slides here that I don't even have any. Now, wait, Bobby, you have some photos to show, don't you?
I got a few here from back when I was in prison.
You were in prison. What were you in prison for?
Oh well, the kidnapping, armed robbery, attempted murder.
Why does everything you say
feel like a lie? Oh, wow. Three separate things?
A few things, yeah. But I don't want to show these other people. Might not, you know, but who cares?
I'd like to have a look.
Yeah, they're too. They're in prison anyway.
Yeah, I don't have a look.
Yeah, for them in there for the rest of their lives.
Oh, you mean like you don't want to, like, out anybody?
I don't really care.
So what can you tell me about? Can we get these in here? Should I give them to you back there? What do you think, Greg? Greg Criticos.
I did time myself. Oh. I wore the greens in Rikers Island.
That's not time. Rikers Island's not time.
I said it was fun time.
Wow.
You got to go to the state before you get there.
Oh, okay, so you were behind the wall.
Yeah, we got a couple of fucking convicts in the room, man. And ex-convicts.
It is the New York crime
Women
report.
Love men in uniform.
Right. And I've wore quite a few uniforms.
I'm looking at a photo here. This is you and a couple of guys, and it looks like you're in the beach location there.
Yeah, they have those phony backup walls there so you can take pictures in front of them.
I guess the prom?
Yeah, exactly.
In prison?
Yeah.
We're having a great time. Look at this. We're celebrating in...
This is from the Jackson State Prison prom.
That's another friend of mine, me and him out in the yard. That was out in the yard there.
All right, let's look at this from the yard. Okay. Oh, what are you guys doing in the yard? You're shaking hands. You just met. This is the moment you met.
Oh, these are good. He's a good friend. He's a good.
And you're the gigantic guy on the left there. The big. Who's that? You look like somebody there, some football player or something that ended up being on television a lot.
Ben Davidson.
Yeah, that's him. There you go. Yeah. Anyway, so that's the guy. Wow. And here's you guys. This is also taken in the big house here.
Yeah, it's the yard. Me and a couple of kids that used to work for me years ago. Then they had a gang in the prison at the Latin Kings there.
Yeah, so they interrupted a dice game to take this, it looks like.
No, this is out in the yard, but they're very respectful because whenever they took a picture with me, the other picture, the next one, there's a bunch of them, they all took their beads and they tucked them in.
Ah.
Out of respect for me.
That was
let
nice.
Me take a picture, yeah.
And it's like, you guys look like a boy band in this one here, actually. Look at this. You guys look like...
Yeah, but they usually wear their beads out, but not when they're taking a picture with me because I'm not affiliated with those type of...
And they don't want people to, like, bump you off or something.
No. Here's the deal. Oh. Because now the authorities see those pictures, and if they have the beads on and you're in there, they can say you're a member of that gang and charge you with gang crimes in there.
Oh, yeah, RICO, the RICO statute. You could be...
I wasn't in that.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, that very nice. Thanks, Bobby. I appreciate that.
New prison.
Where were you? Where did you do time?
I did 5 years in New York State.
Yeah.
And then I did a year in Nevada at the High Desert Prison. I had the same judge as OJ, believe it or not.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, Jackie Glass.
You should have done a thing with the...
And you know what she said? She got me good. The day she got me, she says, they're supposed to give me like a probation or something.
Uh-huh.
I haven't gotten put in prison for like 20 years.
Right.
And she goes, no, how about you... Because she knew I was a comedian.
Oh.
She goes, how about you take this 12 to 36 months, and that'll give you time to get some new material.
That's funny.
Thank you.
I started laughing, too. I ain't going to lie.
Did they have comment cards at the club? Who was your favorite convict?
Should have objected.
Oh, they were all killed.
For our show.
Caught some new material. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Like Kevlar. That's a material, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Support for our show comes from friends at Rocket Mortgage, Quicken Loans. They understand home plays a big role, not a small role, in your life and family, and that's why they created Rocket Mortgage. Rocket Mortgage gives you the confidence you need when it comes to buying a home or refinancing an existing home loan. I would be afraid to buy a home without Quicken Loans. That's how I feel. If it wasn't for Quicken Loans, I wouldn't have bought any of the homes that I've bought. It's simple, allows you to fully understand all the details, and be confident you're getting the right mortgage for you. That's truly essential. Whether you're looking to buy your first home or your 10th, some of us are on our 10th home. I believe you're on your 12th home now. You want to use Rocket Mortgage. You get a transparent online process. Gives you the confidence to make an informed decision. It's convenient. Our trusted partners allow you to share your financial information with Rocket Mortgage. The touch of a button. And, in addition, you get a real mortgage approval in minutes. You can even adjust the rate and length of your loan in real time and make sure you're getting the right loan for you. It's not just a loan. It's a loan solution. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply. Understand fully. Mortgage confidently. To get started, go to rocketmortgage.com/compound. Now, we don't ask much from you here, but this week we need you to buy a house. new crowd. Get started, go to rocketmortgage.com/compound. Just go there. I know you might not even be buying a home. Go there anyway. And I think I don't get paid if you don't. So go to rocketmortgage.com/compound. Do it now. Do it now. Do it tomorrow. Do it tomorrow at this time. Rocketmortgage.com/compound. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states at an MLS. ConsumerAccess.org, number 3030. That right there really makes that ad read sing, doesn't it? When I get to that garbled shit that doesn't really mean much. Well, Greg the Greek, I can't believe you're here.
I'm a little guy today.
Did you get your, I remember when you did your show, your thing at, what do you call it, He Will Not Divide Us?
Yeah.
That was really good, wasn't it?
I was excellent. I loved it.
You know, the only
thing. Made it on InfoWars.
The only thing more. On InfoWars?
Yeah.
Christ. The only thing more entertaining than you on He Will Not Divide Us.
Uncle Tony Redpath.
I'm going to say it's probably New York City police officers rapping.
Segway. Nice.
New York City crime report in England. This is a New York City crime. What the fuck am I saying? It's an NYPD officer's guy posing as an NYPD officer, actually, but it's still pretty damn funny. This is from, and it's not brand new or nothing. Should be there, though. Let's look at it. This is a troll station. So watch they pull up. We need the.
We're the Metropolitan Police. We're here to
so what this guy
serve.
Does. He rents this
the UK,
car.
The streets of London. We're here right now.
And
it's
like
my first time in
a kind
London,
of like a rent, like for
it.
Movies and shit like that. You know, if
here.
You want
to
do a scene.
Obama said, "Come down and protect the streets." We're in collaboration with the Metropolitan.
And then
police. That's what we do. You know.
And
how
like,
we
wait,
are.
What the fuck? This is England. What's the NYPD doing here? Well, you're soon to find out.
Yeah. Listen, I'm from NYPD. What can you see? When they come in, they better show me. Yeah, check it out, check it out. Yeah, the sirens.
Nobody
coming.
On their phones, by the way. Nobody wants to videotape this.
Watch him go.
NYPD might hold you. Boys in blue, yeah, we're back. And if you're black, black, black in your back. Yeah, we roll around. If we see you,
suspect.
We hold you down. NYPD, what? I said, NYPD, what? Yeah. When the sirens are here.
He's the guy that arrested me. Did he arrest you
no
too?
Fear. Come up to you, black bust up there. NYPD,
did he arrest you too? He arrested me.
Said, look at this guy. What is this guy doing?
He's a support cop.
He gave a rap right. This guy's suspect.
He's like the Flavor Flav of the group.
He got flavor.
This guy's such a buffoon.
What's doing this camera work?
I think they're trying not to shit their pants.
You can't see me, I'm not blind.
I love this guy.
Walk down the street, NYPD, I'm here to protect you.
Okay. Now, that's a little bit of a troll station there. Like, they've got more videos like this if you want to check their thing out. Let's go to next video here.
You can see everybody locking their doors, by the way.
This is police versus firefighters rapping in a rap battle. Let's look at police versus firefighters rap battling. Oh, hey, John. By the way, did you get the videos that I sent you? They're in email. I don't know to send them to this. No, I don't know this guy. I don't know what he does for a living.
Yeah, I feel. Yeah, I got him.
If
he's
you marry this man,
email.
You'll disappoint me.
So he should be able to get it through my email.
All right, let's see if he can do that.
All right.
Let's look at the rap battle now. NYPD versus firefighters.
Oh, you got a kid. Oh, no.
Not real. I don't think they're real firefighters and policemen.
It's the fire department, but you already know who. My rhymes infect you pigs like the freaking swine flu. Mr. 5-0, Mr. Popo, can't flow. Got them people like, don't taste, bro. Sneaking in the house just to see your wife. Got her opened up wider than the jaws of life. You're so fat that you can't even run. You shoot more civilians than a criminal with a gun. All I do is win, bitch. I don't know defeat. Pull my pants down and donuts you can eat.
Yes. I'm coming in hot, yo, this weapon even fair. I'll burn down your house and shoot Smokey the Bear. When I start my blow, you know you're scared for your life. Red and blue, bitch, here come the flashing lights. I'm the king of these streets, let me teach you, son. I'm like pew, pew, pew with my motherfucking gun. I catch murderers and bring criminals to the knees. You'll probably fight fires, you get cats out of trees. We have a code of ethics you don't compare to me. Especially when you're known for adultery. I see you on your calendar, all oiled up. I take the needles off the street, you just stick them in your butt.
Well, I'm on the calendar and all the honeys want these.
You fuck fat bitches like type 2 diabetes. Carrying my hose and my back and even aching. Your rap sucks
so
and
that's,
you smell like bacon.
Like I said, I don't believe those are real firefighters and policemen, but it sure is entertaining.
Well, I have to say, the lesson here is when white guys rap, you need closed captioning. That's really what you have to have there.
You know what? I understood their flow quite clearly. Now we had the NYPD real cops rapping. If you want to see what cops really look like when they rap, and I know that the police officers watching were like, oh, we thought that you were going to not do this. Well, we are. Let's have a look at that one.
This is Sly Fox from 1986.
You want to check out this is pretty good.
I got three steady sectors. Adam Boy C, helping the community out with unity.
No, stop, bro. This nigga sounds like Sunday Shocker, bro. Like, you're supposed to rap on the beat when you rap, my guy. God damn it. He got the wild, like, Big Papa Pump wrestling sunglasses. Like, what are you doing, man?
Did they just decide to dress like every person they've ever arrested?
Well, no, they actually dressed like D's. Like, they're dressed like undercover cops right now. Like, this is the worst.
This is the undercover cops in, like, a 2005
honestly, I feel like
movie.
They were like, we're sick of
like,
going viral.
Like, you look at these people right away
shooting
and be like,
people.
You please.
Let's go viral another way.
Cardi B.
Around Lower East Side, not the B-side.
Oh, they're all bad.
NYPD is what
I think
I
she
rap.
Might be crooked.
NYPD.
I'm going to just jump out the window and say that.
Let me introduce you to someone from my group.
Yo.
Whoa.
That was like the American Idol blooper tape. I don't know what that was.
Those guys are really not good at rapping.
Like Jennifer Lopez before the Fly Girl.
Can I just say, I didn't think the criticism of it was very good either. I thought it was kind of poor. I think the criticism deserves some criticism. See that?
Can we roll the criticism back, please?
Is that possible to do? Let's, they're just going to sit there in the corner and mock that video? I don't think so. Well, it's because they're such a
doing the same thing here, aren't we?
Yeah. So let's see. We could put us in a smaller box. these police rappers. If I could have found a video,
they should be put in the box.
Right. Okay. So now keep in mind, we're not making fun of the rappers now. From now on, we make fun of the guys making fun of it.
Okay.
Look at this guy with his stupid blue.
Okay, we got the open shirts and the baseball hats going on.
Yeah, nice set.
Why is the moose shitting on him?
Oh, please.
Where the hell are you exactly? The jungle?
Unabomber.
Wait, what was that little movie you had to do? All right, I got to show my flow.
Right, exactly. Right, yeah, this is the way you rap with your hands, man.
Check me out now. Show's down here in the corner.
Bonehead.
All right, we're in a box. Chocolate's on the line now.
Hey, Carl Lewis called. He wants his face back. Look at these guys.
Is that guy wearing headphones?
Oh, these guys are balding. Yeah, sitting there in their nice leather chairs.
Oh, here you go.
Yeah, what a couple of homos.
I don't think they're actually watching this. I think they're watching the Kardashian sex tape.
Yeah.
J-Lo.
All right, good enough. Thanks, guys. I appreciate that. They whipped that up on the spot. We have a very good crew here.
These guys are crack.
They're behind the scenes right now. They're just directing, but they are very good. Okay, so I already read that. Let's look at a couple of just anything that's a photo there that I put in there. We'll go by that. I don't have it in the script. And I wish we had something else to promote. Well, we do. The 14th, you can. We'll talk about the 14th in a moment, but this guy suffocated his roommate for snoring. He had to take her out because she was 92 and making a little noise. This guy looks like the Tortelli, Mr. Tortelli from the Tortellis. That is a frog green shirt right there.
Wow.
He would be disappearing.
Why is he living with a 92-year-old woman?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because he was evicted from his upstairs apartment, and he finagled it. She was living downstairs.
Finagled?
Yeah, he finagled.
That's a legal term, isn't it?
Finagled.
Finagled.
Yeah, he finagled his way in. And then he was living with her. He was supposed to be her caretaker.
Fugazi.
He was looking at a box.
Care of her.
He was looking at a box.
It's a Fugazi relationship.
He's a piece of shit, basically. Right. Yeah. And she's 92 at the time of her death, so I guess she's 88 at the time.
Well, I'll be honest.
He was banging the guy upstairs, is what he is. He was banging her. Banging him, rather. It was a dude. And then it didn't work out. The guy said, well, he was very nice, you know, but he was very sloppy. They had a Felix Oscar dynamic.
Okay.
It didn't work out. And then he's like, how about you, old lady? Can I stay and take care of you? And then he took care of her. 92, and he called immediately after he strangled her and said, hey,
she
killed my roommate. Yeah.
Yeah, was you on the phone?
Stop snoring.
That was the ironic
part. With the realtor? We have a bedroom open up in Soho.
He called her because he thought something was wrong. She stopped snoring.
If only he didn't kill her. Seems like he could have just, waited a few years.
Yeah.
Maybe he got tired of waiting. She's 92.
Yeah.
You know, she's on the bell lab, man. He's just getting antsy.
When I lived
just roll
mother,
out of bed, maybe, and break a hip or something. You know, make it look like an accident.
I think he was sick of her smothering him.
Oh, I see.
Get a job. You're lazy.
Yeah, he thinks.
Right. So. Maybe that's it. Maybe
what it feels like, bitch.
Running is ruining his style. Well, I don't know. So anyway, we actually, that story, we didn't go into much detail here, but we did talk about it on the very recently recorded episode 333 of New York City Crime Report, which you can still listen to. Well, when it comes out, it's free. It's at crimereport.nyc. And you heard the opening at the beginning from 332. That's a brand new episode. God damn, that's a good show. If you're watching this show and you're not subscribed to that, I don't forgive you. That's what I'm saying. And if you're waiting for some shit that you are supposed to be getting in the mail from me, just hang tight. I'm very sorry. I'm very, very bad. I owe Ray Schneiders some things. Ray Schneiders made it as easy as possible for me to send him a couple of CDs. I'm telling you, he sent the box. He's like, put them in here. It's all self-addressed and stamped and everything. That's all I have to do is put them in a box, drop it in, and I'm bad about that. So crimereport.nyc, you can listen to that stuff. And if you're waiting for something, again, I think I owe a couple of shirts to some people. Hey, Criticos, you waiting
for
a shirt?
Greek, man. Come on.
We're still waiting for mine.
Still waiting for your shirt?
Got to get an extra small.
I lost some weight,
off the green. Yeah.
No, you don't want that.
I got smaller now.
No, you see, this is a kind of... I could do a whole episode with just each one of you individually, I think. You know what I mean? With all four of you, not so much. It was intended to be funny, and now you guys took it personally.
Yeah, a little bit. Like, yeah. Felt like we're in detention now.
You, everybody but you, Bobby. I can't lose you. You're a very important friend of mine. We're going to be doing a show Wednesday at Broadway Comedy Club.
Cool. Pat Dixon, myself.
Mike Figgs.
Mike Figgs will be there. We've got Madeline Smith, Rob Apple will be on the scene.
Rob Apple? I like Rob Apple. Rob I did Apple, his show out in New Jersey.
Alexander.
You ever done that place out there? Uncle, it's not Uncle Funny's. It's, what is it? He's got a club out there in Jersey.
Comedy Haven.
Yeah, I did that. You ever done that, Little Greek?
No, I haven't, but I'd like you to swing by Broadway at Bagels and Baklava on Friday night if you like.
Bagels and Baklava on Friday night? Wow,
yes,
that's true.
We'd love to have you again.
Yeah. Oh, I'll be there. I'll be there Friday night. Can I come Friday night?
You can come anytime
you
want.
I'm coming to your place
tomorrow.
I'm going to be your show Wednesday. See you Friday.
And you don't want to come to my place.
That's why we know we're traded. We know we're traded.
That's why I got to
stop by his parole meeting on Thursday. You got an open day.
Yeah. I'll come. Bobby, you got anything going on you want to talk about? Or anything?
No, I'm just getting ready to produce a TV show. But that's
all right.
Oh, that's it?
You can't go into it. It's still TBD and too hot for TV. Bobby Haha. It's a pleasure. You on Twitter?
Yeah.
I'm on there, but I'm not
on
there
anymore. I use it.
I don't use it anymore.
I don't use any of that shit.
If anybody's tweeted at me recently.
I got a movie coming out called Allegedly that's in post-production right now.
Allegedly.
It's called Allegedly. It should be out next year sometime.
Okay, great. Cool. And you're acting?
Yeah. Okay, I don't know about acting. I don't act too well.
You just like play yourself?
It's like an idiot. They just put me in as a character.
That's great. I have a movie that I was a... I've been in one short film, I was really good. I was fantastic, in fact. Can we look at muckfilm.com? Let's do that. Let's look at my scene from Muck. See if you can find Muck.
What's the name of it?
It's all capital. It's called Muck. You can just Google Muck, find the film. It's about a young girl comedian. I'm not the young one. And she's trying to find herself as a comedian, right? And then one night, she's bombs her fucking ass off at the creek in the cave. But it's not the creek in the cave in the fucking... And I'm hanging around outside. And I'm like, what's the matter? Oh, don't worry. You know,
is this it?
No, this is not the... I don't think this is...
Because I wanted to watch that movie. If that's like, wait, this is like stand-up comedy?
I think they are behind.
I don't think that this is, I don't know. That might
can I give them a more shout-out?
Muck official trailer. I'll look
Muck official
else.
Trailer. Oh, there's another movie called Muck, I guess.
Be fair.
Can I give one more? If you watch Black Market with Michael Kenneth Williams, I'm in episode 5, an actual where a guy got killed in my arms, died in my arms.
Oh,
I was trying to save him. Yeah, do a shooting. Yeah.
Man, you've had an intense life, Bobby.
Yeah, but that's on episode 5 on Black Market.
Yeah. Okay. Black Market, episode 5. Where is that viewable?
On
Netflix or
What's the name of that?
Amazon.
No, it's on cable television.
Cable television. Yes.
Yeah, cable.
Cable television.
Black Market. It's on the what's that?
Crime and Investigation Channel.
ID.
No. What's that? The channel that it came off from HBO. They have the new show. No, they have
HBO Go.
No, it's something on HBO. They have the news every week, once a week.
The Wire.
The guy from The Wire, Michael K. Williams. Was, no, he was in that TV show with me.
Oh, Sopranos. Thinking of
Bill Maher.
Huh?
Sopranos.
Bill Maher.
No, it's called Black Market, the show, and it's episode number 5.
Get him riled up, Garrett.
Yeah.
You're all show safe the photos. Back there. I guess we'll look at Muck next week. Next week, we will look at... And this isn't, again...
That looks like muck.
That is mucky, but it is... I'm pretty sure... Oh, if only...
Okay, hold on. Whoa, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, this is pretty good.
That's it?
This is not anything that I want to look at right now. To get it
you
away.
You wish you were in that movie.
Take it away. Iceland? Get it off.
Iceland.
Iceland.
The Viceland Network.
So anyway, I console her, but I console her in like a real way, and then I go, all right, let's go to the diner, you know, get some food. Anyway, I don't want to like, no spoilers here, but, you know, it ends up getting a little hot. And then, and then like, and then she goes off on me like a psycho, as expected. So, you know, if you want to see that, then that's Muck.
Muck.
I'm very proud of that.
Muck.
Yeah. It was in a lot of festivals. It was in several
is it a
festivals.
Short film?
It's a short film. It's very short. Not short enough, they said.
I found the whole film here. It's like
you found the whole film?
Yeah.
All right, great. Well, you guys want to hang out and watch some of it, or you got shit to do?
No,
you
put it on.
If you want.
Yeah. Put it on. We'll just watch it.
Look at it.
Play a little Muck.
Let's look at an opening thing, and then we'll just skip to the good part that I'm in.
Was that the rape scene?
No, not a rape. This is Muck. This was written, directed, produced.
These two sharks are swimming in the ocean. One shark says, hey, Bobby, my ass hurts. The other shark says, oh, why? What happened? First shark says, I ain't a Mexican. I'm a racist.
That's a real punchline.
Tally.
Ladies
Tally
and
Meadle,
gentlemen,
welcome
to the stage. The hardest working cunt in show business. Me, Melanie Vitale.
Okay, for those of you who are still watching,
we're all
we lost Michigan.
Let's go forward
a
little bit. Can you kind of give me a scrub so I can sort of? Yeah, her horrible mother is very upset.
Mom, you need to cut
wait.
The
a mother
shit.
Wasn't supportive of somebody wanted to do stand up comedy.
Hey, Garrett, why do you look so concerned? You keep looking really concerned. Is everything okay?
Made me sick. Hey.
No, I told him what time stamp to go to, and I was looking to see.
Okay, thanks.
You spent all of our money on bullshit that doesn't exist. You need to wake up.
Can we see Pat?
Shut it.
I guess women are.
Oh, here I am doing stand up.
Sense of humor. Yes, that's what. Everybody always says.
Everybody knows him.
As yeah,
a
I know
professional
that
comedian, I've found that the women who are most attracted to me, amateur comedians. Mm. You know, but I have to say, if it wasn't for online porn, I wouldn't even know how to spell the word amateur.
Really?
That's like a good line.
If it was a perfect woman, it kind of makes me mad. I feel a little intimidated.
I'm killing. I'm Pat Diction from New York Crime Report.
That's why I used to wear a suit.
She's laying by a pool, you know? Masturbating.
I had no idea they were that close.
Cool.
Oh,
with her perfect
she's
breasts.
Hoping.
Like
she's hoping
breasts,
for a punchline
you know?
Here. She's hoping.
She's hoping for cock.
And then one breast just kind of wants to be herself.
She's like, ugh, I don't get it. Look at that look.
Give me the pipe.
Now she bombs.
Really? She didn't do the shark stuff then, huh?
No.
The fuck is it?
Oh, there you
nice
go.
Nice to see you.
When you
all
get the book out.
Yeah, the notebook.
Except you. I hate you.
Yeah,
that's a very funny
great.
Moment for me.
I found all my jokes.
Shot at, filmed
dead.
At the beautiful creek in the cave.
Baptist Church, God hates fags guy. God hates fags. God hates everybody. What? That's the whole thing. I mean, I figured that out when I was 9. I first got my period.
I have to give everyone in the audience credit. There's like, yeah. It must
but
be
I
very
also,
hard. Listen, could you sit here and not laugh?
No problem.
What's my method?
Not an issue.
Where am I going? Where's my direction?
My motivation not to laugh?
You think the universe is trying to tell you something? The universe is worried about being sucked into a black hole.
Mm-hmm. That reflects a really
can
poor
we get to the part where you guys have sex? Can we
yeah,
show
don't
that?
Don't worry
one?
About it. It's coming. I want you to get the full.
Is this a eulogy?
So the universe is.
The whole movie is 13 minutes.
If the universe is not
and we're not going to look at all of it. Don't worry. We'll be out of here momentarily.
Can't apologize.
We're looking at, this
then
is a muck.
Offer a half-assed apology.
And the guy's name is Smolinoff. That's by Smolinoff. Sounds like Small Enough. Small Enough. You've had some sets like this, though, Teresa, haven't you? I mean, have you had these
sets?
Absolutely.
All right. That's my time.
Oh, God.
My name is Mel Vitale. I'm a piece of shit.
This has never happened to me.
You've been a horrible fucking audience.
I've never had that.
Yeah, but, so, yeah.
It's odd.
That's the one guy who clowns.
I love that. Oh, the guy's face palming it.
He's making his move, yeah.
That was horrible, but...
I don't know why the fuck I'm doing this.
Are you serious? Are you crying?
Swoop in there, Pat.
Are you crying about
Swoop
this?
In there.
Really? About that? Come on, man. It's not the good sets that matter. It's the bad sets. You know, it's what you do with it. You know you're good, right? I mean, you know you're good.
You know you're good.
You know you have something that these other...
You know I'm trying to fuck you right now. You understand that, right?
You get on stage and you don't give
You understand this is what this conversation is. It's enemy with you giving the pipe. All right? You understand that, right?
Only movie I've ever been in, by the way.
People are connected with the material. They don't like me, so it doesn't matter. Like, I don't know if I should, like, talk about more family stuff or, like, am I supposed to fucking dumb it down? Like, I don't know what to do.
I want to freeze frame that. Just like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Let's get some waffles.
And I thought I was a
perv. Nothing is going to happen.
I've seen that look on this show about 5 times, I think.
Yeah,
little.
She just told me nothing's going
to
happen.
I'm trying to help you out. You know what I mean? Food.
Oh, God, so yeah, the dented Honda. This, right? There you go. Oh, that's the middle act car from all across America.
Come on. Take you to the train.
Uh-oh. There's the look.
Yeah.
There's the look. What happened to you? You're a date. It's a piece of shit.
Oh, you're like, please don't vomit in my car again.
Has this ever happened to you? Have you ever dated someone who comes in your mouth and then says he's going to take you to the G train? Do you have any ideas about how to make this funnier?
Can't walk away now.
You said that you were going to help me with my set. You're going to take me to get something to eat. So the least you can do right now is help me with my material.
Look. Okay.
Huh?
Psycho. it's late.
Yeah.
I gotta go.
You're looking for 20 right now.
Fuck you.
Hey, I just pay you.
Come on. Hit the gas.
Get in the car.
You think that I'm funny?
That's important right now, do you?
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Do you think that I'm funny?
Is this a comedy? Is this a dark comedy?
Oh, how many times do you have to say that without laughing? Like 30?
Fuck you! I'll write my own material.
Pat, is this a dark comedy?
Yeah. I think it's kind of a...
He got a blowjob.
Yeah, rom-com. Rom-com.
There we go. So that's my scene.
That was a great scene.
Yeah, I liked it.
You got a BJ. What the fuck is...
Right. I did. I got a BJ.
You're right. You got a little...
Wrap it up.
A little hum and...
That was... And we did a method, too, so...
Oh, you had to. There's no other way.
Very strict.
No other way.
Once again, Greg Criticos, we'll see you Friday night at Broadway Comedy Club.
Yeah, can I put a plug in there?
Another one?
One more.
Go.
Okay. I got the lead in a movie called Charlie Boy, and we... That's it. It was great.
Okay, cool. Bobby Haha, we'll see you on your movie, and we'll see you on episode 5 of...
Black Market.
Black Market, which you can see on cable television, and it's very entertaining. Teresa Sheffield, I'll see you tomorrow
night. It's on Viceland Network.
Viceland Network. I'll see you tomorrow night at the V-Spot.
Yay.
And Mark Norman will be there as well, allegedly. And... show up. And John McClellan, see you Wednesday. That's the one to go to. If you got to pick one... I have to show a little.
Why do you make her mad? She's so nice.
She is nice.
She's very nice because she has an infectious laugh. She made the show tonight with a laugh.
All right. I want to give a shout out to Long March Motorcycle Club, China. Thank you for the T-shirt.
Wow, that sounded really heartfelt and sincere.
No, H. Clay Jones is my friend. I know him 25 years.
By the way, if you'd like to be a guest on this show. It's not hard.
No, it's not.
Offer me anything at all.
You might have to be miniaturized.
Yeah.
You might be small. Thank you and the staff.
Whole mouth
of behind the glass, Drew, and the other guy, Turk. Turk and Drew. And thanks, Garrett, John. And thank you, Anthony Cumia, for letting us do the show. See you later. CrimeReport.nyc. See you Wednesday at Broadway Comedy Club. The 21st at Westside Comedy Club. Isis Faggot. Aaron Berg. Just like, let it go black while I'm doing all this. See you later. Definitely come. See you March 21st. March 21st. Westside Comedy Club.
Oh, shit.